We turn now to what is popularly known as the underground economy. When jobs are scarce, people will do whatever they can to put a meal on the table, pay the mortgage or the rent. Whether it's odd jobs, selling plasma, doing home repairs and getting paid under the table, people are doing it. One economist gave a best guess estimate of $2 trillion, yes, I said trillion dollars, worth of this underground activity in the nation last year. That is nearly 8% of the gross domestic product. Reporter Lynn Moore recently wrote a piece about the shadow economy in Michigan for MLive.com. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
When we think of shadow or underground jobs, it might be quick and easy to think of less than legal activities, but this isn't what the shadow economy is about at all, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think that probably drug dealing is one that immediately comes to mind. But no, there are people out there doing everything from ironing to childcare to any odd job around the home. It's people who are doing whatever they can to make a living and generally not reporting it to the government.
Has it been something that has soared as the Great Recession got its grips around Michigan?
It's hard to know. Economists have a very hard time keeping track. Nobody wants to talk about it, of course, because, I mean, really what they are doing is illegal in a sense that they're not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at one of the ways you can get an idea about it is looking at the size of the labor force. Before the Great Recession hit, at least in our county, in Muskegon County, the labor market was about 3,000 people larger than it was once the recession hit. And you think, well, where did those people go?
Yeah.
And economists say, you know, those people just tended to give up on looking for jobs and fell out of the job market. Maybe some retired, but perhaps a lot of them just went underground and started working for themselves.
And in doing so, they may be earning money, but they're paying a real price for taking work outside of traditional labor markets. There's no safety net, is there?
Right. There's no safety net. There's no Social Security. They won't be able to collect on their earnings later when they need it through Social Security. If they get injured, when they retire, that money won't be there. Neither will workman's compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of times these jobs are dangerous. You know, you've got a lot of construction crews who are being paid under the table, and that's dangerous jobs. And they can get hurt, obviously, but there's no safety net to take care of them like there would be with workman's compensation.
Lynn, give us a couple of typical stories that you discovered of people who are really, you know, living off the grid.
Generally, there would be, I would say, three groups of people who are in this underground economy. The first would be someone who is unemployed, just without any job. And falling in that category was a gentleman I met named Damon Miner. He actually has been unemployed since 2008, looking for jobs on a daily basis, going to the temporary agencies, doing what he can. In the meantime, he's doing odd jobs. He's mowing his neighbor's lawn. When I met him, he asked me if I had any odd jobs. And he's also selling his plasma twice a week. So that's pretty tough on him. Moved in with his parents, really struggling to get by. The second group, I would say, are the underemployed. And that would be similar to a couple that I met who both have college degrees. She is working in retail part-time. She has a sociology degree, and he's an artist, and they just don't have the money to get by, and they're looking to do anything they can, walk dogs, look after people's homes when they're on vacation, again, mow lawns, anything they can do to get them the money that they need to live that is not being provided by these part-time jobs they have. And then the third would be the people who are by choice working in the underground economy, and that would include an executive I know, a former executive, left her job, wanted a more easier life, approaching the age of retirement to get by. She watches her grandkids, and she irons her friend's shirts for work. Yeah, that's the third group.
Lynn, is there any way to measure the kind of impact that this underground economy has on the state's economy? As you pointed out, it's pretty hard to pin down. Not a lot of people are anxious to talk about that in detail.
Right, yeah. I mean, one labor market analyst with the state told me that this is their biggest frustration. They really do not have any clue how that is, affecting the state. Certainly you can imagine that there's probably quite a few dollars missing from our coffers, our government coffers, because these people simply aren't paying their income taxes.
Interesting piece. It's the Work in Progress series on MLive.com, and Lynn Moore's piece is entitled Underground Economy, a Desperate Option When Jobs Are Lacking. Thank you so much, Lynn Moore.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.